King Charles III made his first formal address earlier today, remembering his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, who died yesterday.
Throughout her life, Her Majesty the Queen, my beloved mother, was an inspiration, an example to me and to all my family. And we owe her the most heartfelt debt any family could owe to their mother, for her love, affection, guidance, understanding, and example.
Reporter Willem Marks is in London and joins us now for the latest. Willem, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So King Charles gave his first speech to the nation earlier today. Let's listen to a little.
As the Queen herself did with such unswerving devotion, I too now solemnly pledge myself, throughout the remaining time God grants me, to uphold the constitutional principles at the heart of our nation.
It was a short address, Willem, but what did you take away in terms of clues about how he may see his role in the UK and what he may do going forward?
Well, Celeste, it's not just his role in the UK. He obviously feels like this is a global role. He talked about the responsibility his mother had, not just to citizens of the UK, but those who live in other countries, realms as they're known, or territories where she was the head of state. He now is the head of state. And I thought what was very striking was the fact that he acknowledged he would have to let go of many interests and passions that had been close to his heart over the last 40 or 50 years, where he's been the Prince of Wales, charitable organizations and campaigns he's involved himself in, as he becomes this much more apolitical titular head of state here in the UK.
Obviously, this is early days. He just gave his first address. But how is he being received by people in the UK right now? What is the discussion focusing on?
Well, I'm not sure about the discussion necessarily, but certainly my experience a few hours ago when he arrived in Buckingham Palace, I was amongst the crowds just outside the palace gates, and there was a huge roar and a round of applause when he and his wife Camilla arrived in a car with a police escort. And as they went through into the gates and then walked around briefly before entering the palace, huge roars of approval, every single person you could see holding up their phone, trying to capture the moment. And over the course of the last 24 hours or so, you know, I've heard once again the national anthem with the words changed from God Save the Queen to God Save the King, just breaking out spontaneously amongst people.
Does seem a little bit odd, though, God Save the King. We haven't said, the world has not said that since 1950s.
Absolutely. And of course, for most British people, you know, Queen Elizabeth was the only monarch they ever knew. And so when we try to understand what that means to people, that was one of the questions I've been asking over the course of the last few hours is, you know, what does it mean to you? I ask individuals now that she is no longer here. And there's a very clear sense that she has been this rock, this stability for many people's lives throughout political tumult and throughout changes socially, politically, culturally. She has been an evolutionary force that's been able to move with the times, as one person told me earlier today. And yet at the same time, by being there for so long, she has provided a sense of constancy for many people.
So there are a good percentage of people in Britain who believe the monarchy should either be very much reduced, or even in some cases done away with. There are a lot of critics who are using the event of the Queen's death to talk about the painful legacy of the British Empire. What are you hearing from I guess critics at this moment?
Well, I'll be honest, I'm not getting a representative sample of critics standing outside Buckingham Palace today.
Certainly,
you know, it was interesting. One of the women I spoke to earlier who was there to pay her respects was from Zimbabwe, a former British colony. And I asked her about the complicated relationship between former colonies like Zimbabwe and Southern Africa. She said, you know, that the UK royal family continued to play a role in many people's lives. She's of a certain generation where, you know, it meant something for her, for the Queen Mother, Queen Elizabeth's mother, to have visited Prince Charles, now King Charles, to have visited Zimbabwe. And so I think it's difficult to draw kind of a broad consensus view on how people are now going to think about the monarchy going forward, both in the UK and other parts of the world.
That is Willem Marx in London. Thank you so much, as always, Willem.
Thank you.